Sorber here, and you're watching Don Reese Miracle Stories. You better keep watching it, because I'm going to be on it pretty darn soon. If you don't, I'm going to go Hercules on you. Okay.
What's up, it's Joey Fatone, and you're listening to Don Reese with Miracle Stories. I know I have a bunch of miracle stories to tell everyone, so hopefully we'll get a chance to do that. But you're listening to it right now.
Yay! Hi, I'm Dawn Reese with Miracle Stories TV Network. I will bring you inspirational stories that will warm your heart and give you more faith in walking with God. Do you have a miracle story? Call 727-871-7788. You could be next to give your miracle story testimony. And if you want miracles to happen in your life, join us at beaminghope.org in Largo, an amazing church with real miracle stories. And we have Sunday service, Wednesday Bible study, women's fellowship, men's fellowship, and kids flip night. Get right with God and come to beaminghope.org and join me on Tuesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. I'll see you here with Miracle Stories.
It's a miracle, a true blue spectacle, a miracle come true. When I still a baby, I was going crazy till the miracle came through. Now you're here and my arms are around you, and baby, I'll be dancing in the street.
Hi, and I am back. Hollywood Connections and Miracle Stories. And today, I'm so impressed and so honored. I met this lady at church, and I turned around. I just felt like I've known her my whole life. And thank you, Pastor Joe at Beaming Hope Church in Largo. And introduce yourself to everybody.
Hi, my name is Minister Marcia, and I am from Michigan originally. And we moved here to Florida a couple years ago. And, of course, I love it here, except for the hurricane, you know.
Right. We were so blessed. You know, I want to tell you something in my spirit. I one of the weeks I couldn't get to church, so I went to a local church by my house. Mm-hmm. Of course, Pastor Joe was like, "Why, you know, should get up earlier, Dawn." My name is Dawn, Pastor Joe. I'm not a morning person. Mother should have named me Dusk.
But anyways, funny. Oh gosh.
So this pastor did not talk about the hurricane or rebuking the hurricane, and I was kind of bummed out about that.
Yeah.
And Pastor Joe was like, "That hurricane's staying away from us, and it's going to turn."
Yes, it did. I mean, you know, like I said, we just moved here a couple years ago, so I was in the house, you know, just putting around, and then I hear the sheriff riding up and down the street going, "Mandatory evacuation." I was like, "Oh my God."
I saw ours came around with the lights on just to make sure.
Okay, yeah, they were actually talking to us about that, you know, and it was pretty scary. So we got in our car and drove away, and we got way out of the way, actually went real close to Orlando, where we were in Orlando, and just so we could be close to the family if we needed to be. You know,
exactly.
I thought it would be nice to be close to the family.
Well, you know, it's funny. I remember because I took some holy water that I got from Sedona, and I prayed over my house, and I did. I went to every room. And I said, "That power will not be turned off." Guess what? We had power. It never turned off.
Yeah.
So you get some holy oil or water, and you pray over your house.
our power never went off either, and that was fantastic because I just knew we would have to come in and throw everything out of the refrigerator, you know. But God is so good. He's just amazing what he does. I mean, the way we pray and talk to him and tell him what we want, and then sometimes we don't even have to tell him what we want. He just gives us the desire of our hearts.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I have to tell you something. I'm so excited. All right, so my brother had left me something. It was just very amazing. He had passed away. And so I went to Massage Envy. You know, I went to...
Oh, yeah, I know.
I was going
for
a massage. And long story short, I'm waiting and waiting. But, you know, just I want to go back up. The day before, of course, I've tithed at church. Mm-hmm. And I don't expect anything. I just, you know, just give it. I'm sitting there. And it's like 11:15, 11:20. I'm like, "Hey, where's my, I'm supposed to be 11. She goes, "I'm sorry she didn't show." And she goes, "I'll give you a free massage, you know, for next time."
That's
I was like,
nice.
"I'll take it. Praise the Lord."
I know. Praise the Lord. That's good.
Yeah.
That's just the way it works. You know, when you tithe in the Lord's house, and, you know, he'll bring it back double.
Exactly. That's like a free facial for me. I mean, so you are on TikTok, and you impress me. You give the word. Tell us a little bit what your name is on TikTok, and I have followers that are there as well, and what you talk about. What does God put on your heart to get the word out?
Yes. Thank you so much, Dawn. I just wanted to thank you so much for inviting me. I mean, I'm really full right now. You know, I am that the Lord made it available impossible for me to be on the air and show, tell people what we talk about. Now, the name of the ministry is called Love Walkers Ministry. You know, I named it that because I want us to have more love in our hearts for each other.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. At first I was thinking about water walkers, you know, because I'm right next to the beach. You know?
Oh, water walkers. That's cute.
You know, and I thought, no, I don't want anybody to be trying to figure out what that means, because some people don't know enough about the Bible to know Jesus walked on water. A lot of people do, but some don't, you know. So I thought, okay, let's do love walkers. Everybody knows what that means. And so, yes, on TikTok, I go on there and I like to minister about things that we do daily in our life, you know. Now, I actually do a full broadcast on Facebook, which is 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I do a 30-minute on Facebook, but then I trim it down and put it on TikTok.
Okay.
And or Instagram, and then I put the full half hour on YouTube as well.
That's awesome, because I know, is your YouTube connected to your TikTok? You know, you can do that, too.
I don't. You'll have to show
me
how to do that.
Yes, I'm sure there's some little tricks on it today.
Oh, my goodness. She is just such a plethora of information here. I mean, she's showing me how to make money on TikTok. I'm like, who knew?
Yeah, I want to show everybody on your TikTok. What is your TikTok name?
I think it says Marcia Manise up there at the top.
Yes. I'm just showing everybody up here.
Yeah.
I'll do a video and tag you on a duet so people know.
Thank you so much. Yes, I appreciate that.
Because you need more than you need 1,000 followers so you can go live.
And that's what I would really like to do, because I did try to go live and it wouldn't let me because, you know, I was just getting started. So, but I love the Lord so much. I mean, the reason that, you know, well, let me just tell you about my first testimony. When I first became the person that I am now, I was really sick, and it was probably like in maybe 1999, 98, somewhere around there. And I got really, really sick. And I remember the story of Job in the Bible, where he got really sick with the boils all over him and everything. And you know, and the doctors didn't know what was wrong with me, because I had an infection and it was so bad. I had ravaged on my body so much. They didn't know where it was coming from. Mm. So I went to 3 different hospitals, and, you know, they was like, we don't know what's wrong with you. Then they gave me an antibiotic, which I was allergic to.
Mm. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Let's just add a little bit more drama, you know. So they gave me that antibiotic, and I went downhill from there. So I was actually feeling like I wasn't going to make it. And I was like, no, I'm not ready to go, Lord, you know, because at that time I was probably in my 40s or something, you know. So I said, I'm not ready to go, Father. Please help, you know. So, but I'm laying there watching TV, you know, trying to get my mind off my troubles. And this movie was on called Color Purple. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yeah,
so at the end of the movie, the ladies come in singing, God's Trying to Tell You Something. And I was like, he is? You know?
Right.
So I turned the TV off and I prayed. And I said, Lord, I need help. You know, I still got my babies. You know, I don't want to lose my, you know, everything, my job, everything. I really wanted to ask God to help me with that. I knew about God. I just didn't know he was as powerful as he is. So I prayed to him. I said, Father, if you'll do this for me. And I thought long and hard about what I was going to say, because I didn't want to say I was going to stop smoking, drinking, cursing, none of that, because I was doing all of that.
Oh,
I'm 1 foot in the world, 1 foot in the church, you know. And so I didn't say I was going to stop doing any of that stuff, because I didn't know that he could do that for us, you know. Mm-hmm. But so I said, I will spread your name for the rest of my days. I said, Father, if you can heal me, if you can do these 3 things for me, I promise I'll spread your name for the rest of my days. And the 3 things I asked him was, first off, to heal my body. Mm-hmm. Second off,
How many years ago was this?
It was about, like I said, 1998, 99. Okay. Yeah, because I just had a birthday. I'm 66 now. So.
Okay, you don't look like it. That's amazing.
Oh,
wow.
God
that's
is
beautiful.
Good. Yes, yes. So I said, if you'll heal my body, get all my bills paid off, and bring the family back together, because we were all over the place, you know. So, and I said, okay, that's it, I'm done. I said, so the next morning, the doctor comes in. Now, they fasted me for 3 days, and that's when I found out about the power of fasting. I've never stopped fasting. That's something else I do. That's another talk show. But
we'll have you back, that's for sure. Yeah.
But, you know, the power of fasting is so good for your body. And so for 3 days, they wouldn't let me have any water, nothing. And I felt like I was dying anyway, so there's no big deal. Every now and then, one of the nurses would feel compelled to give me a little ice chip or something, just to, you know. So for 3 days I fasted. That third day, the doctor comes in and he says, we know what's wrong with you. You have a kidney infection.
Oh, geez.
I said, a kidney infection? Why couldn't they figure that out? I've been to three different hospitals, and because they fasted me, they were able to see where the infection was.
Interesting.
They were able to see where the infection was. So they fasted me. He said, you have a kidney infection. You'll just have to do dialysis once a week or something like that. But you know, when the Lord heals you, He heals you totally.
Wow.
I've never had to do dialysis.
That's why we call this miracle stories.
Never. I've never had to do that.
Wow.
And I was geared up. They got me all ready to go and everything. But, you know, I never had to go. They took me, they started drawing my blood, and it was like, she's doing good. She's, you know.
Wow. So here you are, and then you found Beaming Hope Church. How did you find the church?
Yes. Well, we've always been looking for a church.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a few churches we were kind of going back and forth about, but the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, which I'm very connected to, and I try to stay as connected to the Holy Spirit as I can, because He will lead and guide you places that you wouldn't do on your own.
Right.
You know, so he led us there, and I walked in. Oh, as a matter of fact, we went to the pantry. That's how the first time we went there. We went to the pantry.
And I'll tell you, I've had where one of my family members needed it, and I'll tell you, they were out of work, and they have it every Monday now, I think. Is it BeamingHope.org?
Tuesday.
Tuesday now. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry about that. And you can feed your whole family for a while. And I'll tell you, and the church really has now a clothing store that
that's
helping people.
Absolutely.
Over there.
I just love that, the things that we do at the church. We have the clothing store, we have the pantry, we do block clubs once a month, you know, where we give away food and maybe a little raffle or something that we do. But it's just a big family. And I knew, so I was at the pantry. Hubby and I, this is my husband Joe, we were at the pantry together, because he had been off work for a while, and you know, we just needed something for 1 week, just to hold us over, you know. So we got there and we met Pastor Lieshka.
Okay.
She is such a doll. I just love her. And so we're talking to her, and she takes our groceries out to the car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what? She took our groceries out to the car? I've never seen a first lady be hands-on like that.
Yeah.
You know, I've never, not that I'm really hanging around the first ladies, but, you know, I had never seen that, and it just really impressed me. So I said, okay, well, I'm going to come back to Wednesday service.
Mm-hmm.
And I started coming that following Wednesday, never left.
Wow. I know Pastor Joe goes, good to see you, Dawn. You haven't been here. But you know, it's been really hard. I've had 5 close family members pass away in the last year.
Oh my goodness.
Not just my son. People are like, Dawn, how do you get through this? He was 34, he'd been 35. Then I had my brother just passed away a month ago in Dallas. He was 60.
Oh.
And then my mother-in-law, her husband, well, he's 95. It was kind of a good run. I'm sorry, Jody, if you're listening. And then my father-in-law in February, and a niece in New York. And I'm like, that's a lot to deal with.
Yes.
And some people can't realize. Sometimes I'll get up and I'll go, I'm just going to watch it on TV. I can't deal with this today.
Yes.
And it takes almost a year. You know, just, I mean, I'm always busy and doing things.
Yes, yes.
But all of a sudden, it just hits you. And, you know, so I feel like I'm coming back. This flower is flourishing now. And but I'll tell you, and I didn't realize when I was doing my miracle stories that people died and went to heaven. And you can hear this on my digital business card. And the books that I'm still reading are really helping me, plus many other people I didn't realize. That said, Dawn, I couldn't get out of my house. I lost my best friend. I've been in my house for 5 months.
Yes.
You know, so I just want to let you know, if you've lost somebody, all I know is they show up in my dreams now. And my son showed up and gave me a big hug. And my parents showed up and I said, Nicholas. And they said, he's okay. I came to let you know he's okay.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah. And you're only, this is awesome. So, do you notice, like Pastor Joe said, it's so fast right now. It's already October, but life is.
Yes.
And if you don't enjoy and do the things that you are put on this earth to do, all of a sudden it's gone.
It's gone. You missed it.
Yep.
Yeah, you gotta grab it while it's right there in front of you. You gotta grab it. And I mean, it's just amazing. You were talking about the when people passed on, and it made me think about when I was watching a video. I think it was on YouTube about how people back to tell about what happened. Well, mm-hmm. this one young man, he actually died and went to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad was a pastor. And do you know the pastor, prayed him out of hell?
I believe that. Yes, I do believe that. I've heard that before as well. They said, your mother's prayers, it was somebody else that was on my show, your mother's prayers got you out of there.
He was praying right that minute when his son was laying there, you know, just before they said, I think they did pronounce him dead. But at that moment, that's when he started praying for his son. And he said he was in hell, and he goes through all the different scenarios that he went. He made it sound like there's different levels of hell, you know, but they're all thirsty. They're all whatever it is that they're really wanting while they're here on earth, that urge gets even bigger while they're in hell, so it can be a torment, you know. So,
well, you know, like I had a lady on my show just real quick, and she said when she died, she went to hell and then heaven. And
then heaven.
Yes, she's a pastor in St. Petersburg, thanks to Leslie. She had said that when she went to heaven, God said, she goes, I read my Bible. He goes, no, you don't. It's sitting on your coffee table. And he goes, I don't know you. And so he brought her back. And I'll tell you, I have a one-year Bible. And, you know, because for me, I'm like trying to figure out, you know, like I'm not getting it. So the one-year Bible, I try to read every single morning, which I'm getting better and better. And that's what time, like even Pastor Joe said, get up half hour. You have your coffee. Yeah. Why are you putting on the news? You know, that's your time. Because I know some local celebrities in the area. I'm not going to say who, but I heard he gets up, he does his praise and worship. I can say Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
His friend told me that. And he gets up and he prays and he reads his Bible and he gets ready for the day.
Okay.
And that's the thing. We need to do that, especially now. And I'm dealing, and I, for all of you out there, this is when two more are gathered for prayer. Mm. I have a son that's not talking to me. You know, and all of a sudden it's like over something so stupid. And he's in Arizona, and I just keep praying that I have his picture on my refrigerator. And I keep praying in the name of Jesus, just soften his heart. Because all of a sudden, what are you going to do? Oh, mom's gone. You know, I wish I would have had the time to, you know, I mean, life is so short. Of course, I'm 62, but.
Yes, okay, so we're right there.
Yeah, I could retire if I wanted to.
That's the thing that, you know, and one of the people that did die and went to heaven, he said, a lot of Christians are not going to make it to heaven. And it was something so phenomenal. And he said, it's because they don't have forgiveness in their heart.
Exactly.
That's a little thing.
Right.
It feels big when you're mad at somebody, but it's you can say, okay, I forgive you, and feel that in your heart. You have to be able to forgive. Can you imagine Christians not going to heaven because they didn't forgive? The Father said, if you forgive, if God forgives you, then you should be forgiving your fellow man that's here on earth. And I tell people all the time when they say, oh, I'm so mad, I'm never going to talk to them again. And then I say, no, you have to rise above that. And you have to say, forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Jesus said when he was on the cross after they beat and whipped and crowns of thorn of crowns and all that. They said, forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do. And that's because Father says he'll forgive us 70 times 7.
Mm-hmm.
This is every day. So if he's doing that for the stuff that we do on earth, and Lord knows we're doing some stuff, you know, if he's going to forgive us for those things, then everybody else needs to learn how to forgive their fellow man. And not only one thing I mentioned is forgiving is good for the other person, but it's more so for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The forgiveness is more so for the person that's saying, hey, I forgive you. because it makes us feel better inside.
Yeah.
It releases that tension and things that are messing with our organs when we have all those negative feelings inside of us, and we need
That's true. You know, my mom always told me something, and maybe you could try this, and try this maybe this week. She said, I always would write a letter to God once a year, and I write down all the thankful things and all the things, or maybe my wishes or whatever it was. And she said, seal it up and put it in your Bible and don't open it. Date it for 1 year and watch what God does.
Oh my goodness, that's good.
When I opened it, I was like, oh my gosh, we got a house, we got a car. Wow. I mean, you know, even at Pastor Joe, it was so funny, he'd say, who wants a free vacation? You know, and my hand is raised. Or so a couple weeks back, this was, you know, before COVID, and my nephew said, hey, I've got a free vacation at Disney for 4 days, and I got to spend time with my son before he passed, which was kind of unexpected.
Yes.
But
yes.
Things like then I remember going to the church, and he'd go, who needs a new car? I'm like, my windows aren't going down, there's just no way. And there was a blessing and a half that we got a new car. You know, it was like 2 months later.
I love that. I love that. You know, and that's one thing, you know, in the Bible, it says record the vision.
Yeah.
You know, it says record the vision. And so that's exactly what we're doing.
Well, you know, my brother, he's promising to go to Pastor Joe's church. He had called Pastor Joe. He goes, Dawn, I need Pastor Joe's phone number. And I said, okay. He goes, they had to move into a house and they were like a couple thousand short or something. And he called Pastor Joe and he goes, I don't even know how we're going to do this. There's just no way. You know, he's a captain of our boat as well. And long story short, my brother had left him something that came through on the day that he was locking the door to the house. And he just looked up and he saw a billboard that said Scott. And he goes, my little brother, he said, you got your little brother through this mess again.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll tell you, what a godsend when he can come through at the right time and talk about trust and just believing in him.
Yes, yes. Just believing in him. I mean, there's a lot of people that know about God, just like before I actually become, you know, devout. I knew about God. I just didn't know how he could be so important in my life, how he was the most important person in my life. And, you know, and I try to explain that to people, you know, save yourself some trouble and listen to the Holy Spirit and walk in that path that God has for you. And when you're doing that, life gets a lot easier for you.
It does.
It really opens up things, and it's just amazing what God does.
Well, I know it goes so fast. I know usually I have an hour, and today we have our Beauty Queen special with Teresa afterwards. So please join me next week. I have some comics on the air. Any last words or any have 20 seconds here that God put on your heart?
Yeah, just that try to stay in love with God. Learn how to be in love with God and listen to God. Let him download his word into the Holy Spirit that's within each and every one of us. Get saved and be thankful to God that he wants you to be his child.
And they're having friends and family, so we're all bringing food,
yes.
I guess, at beaminhope.org.
Yes.
I think it's at over here in Largo, and we'll see you Sunday.
I'm making chili.
Oh, chili. I don't know what. Probably cheese. I'm from Wisconsin. I don't know. Well, God bless everybody. We'll see you next Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be back. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
We can stay here for a minute because I want to get a picture of you.
This is Patty from Soak This. Our next event is October 29th, and it's Actors from Days of Our Lives. For tickets, I want you to go to soapthis.ticketleap.com. Again, that's soapthis.ticketleap.com, October 29th. Charities are going to be the veterans. We're working with the veterans and domestic violence for the month of October. For information about the event, contact Patty at 727-210-5143. We hope to see you there.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Thank you, Teresa.
Wow, that's great. And you said something about it makes you choked up. Why does it make you choke?
I promised my grandmother before she passed that I'd never forget her, because quite often things she taught me or may have said, or the way she corrected me or disciplined me or congratulated me, at times, it, you know, those moments revisit themselves. And I saw it as an opportunity where I could use that song to not only remind me of my grandmother, but to put it out to the masses so that it was my grandmother to me, but it could be someone's mom, their dad, their child, their aunt, their uncle, anybody, significant other. And the healing part of that song of why I wrote it was what helped me deal with grief better was that one of the lines in that song is, God loves the person he took home with him way more than I could ever love him. And it helps. It didn't take away the sting because the loss hurts, but it helps me to start to turn the corner, to start to still believe I can live on and still accomplish things. Because sometimes, you know, depending on how big that person is in your life, sometimes moving on is so difficult. But, you know, I recognize now, just like those moments come, she's still here with me saying, don't do that. You know, don't say that. Don't go there, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, my grandma and I were very close, so I know what you're talking about. And speaking of, you know, that topic of death and things like that, I got word today from Randall's wife, Suzanne, that the doctor has run out of options, you know, how to treat him, because he's a victim of Camp Lejeune while in the military. So he got the brain cancer. They've been treating that, you know, the brain cancer tumors, and then that went from brain cancer to lung cancer. So the doctors told her today that there are no options, that he is dying. And so he's accepting that, you know, and he's one of our favorite people. It's so sad. It makes me very sad. And we're sending prayers.
Absolutely.
You know, some of the, I told Nancy, you know, I just told everybody in our group about what's going on with Randall, and hopefully they'll get the message and send some prayers over to them, Suzanne, and she's going through a hard time right now because of her husband.
I can imagine. Yeah.
And yeah, they were together, and they have a company, the Rutledge Media Group. So they've done a lot of stuff together in the entertainment business. And as you probably know, he has some movies, award-winning movies. He's a scriptwriter, actor, and he's won over 70 awards for his films and his scriptwriting and his music. And my goal is to, and I told Don Reese, let's help him get that, his dream of having all his films up, you know, produced, because that's what he wanted to do next, to have all his films produced. And so that's where we're going with that. And I'm praying that happens, because that was his dream. And I wanted to say a prayer. If you can say a prayer, I asked you if, you know, you can help us with that.
Absolutely.
Do you want to lead us in that?
Absolutely. Father, we come before you right now, Lord. We thank you for who you are to all of us. God, this is a very difficult time for Randall and his family, Lord. Everything works for the good of those who love you, God. Father, we don't understand your will and your way, because you're way higher and larger than we are. But God, you said in your word that you're the God of comfort. You're the God that is there for us, Lord God, through difficult times. You're the God of peace, God. Father, we ask you to be there with Randall's family right now. As Teresa said, he's kind of accepted what the doctors have already said, Lord. Help the family. Be there with them, God. And show them that you're still God in your omniscient way, God. We just ask you to touch them, be there with them. Love on them. And Father, if anything else, help them to be able to see the good times that they've had and the things that he's been able to accomplish in his life. And we thank you for all you're going to do and through his life and through his family's life, as his traditions and his passions live on well beyond his years. And we just thank you for this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Bobby, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Bobby?
Yep.
Yeah. Do we have anybody else over there?
No, nobody else.
Not at the moment? Okay. I just wanted to check with you, make sure that we have them include whoever's there. So that is what is going on with Randall. So let's try and send, you know, prayers to Suzanne from here on. And I already sent something today. And, you know, just send some comforting words for her, because she's gone through some hard times, you know, because he's been having to deal with this cancer.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you, Lee, off the topic of that, how did you get started in the business?
Writing poetry. I started writing poetry at a young age. I was always I'm the baby of twins, of 10 kids. And so, everybody,
that's a large family, huh?
Yeah. So all of the girls that I liked growing up were my sister's friends. And so I was always told, oh, you're like a little brother. So nobody ever wanted to date me or even give me the time of day. So instead of spending time with significant others, I just started writing poetry as though I had a significant other. And so once writing poetry got a little old, I started putting that towards, you know, musical progressions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what started it off. Back in 98, I believe 97 or 98, I wrote my first full song, and it's been off to the races ever since.
And how many songs do you estimate that you've written? I know you've been writing a lot.
I would say between 5,000 and 6,000.
Wow, that's somewhere. I have to keep a list of all those songs.
That's the hardest thing for me, though, is when I do shows, when I'm on stage, if I don't have my tablet with me, I am in trouble. I remember one day I was on stage.
Which one is it?
Because I can't remember any lyrics at all. And my tablet died. It was said it was like it. They just went down. The energy just kept going and going. And I had like 20 minutes left. I knew the names of the songs. I knew the chords. And I think in a couple of the songs, I just rewrote lyrics on the fly. Like nobody knew those songs anyway. So it was like.
Yeah, that's something when you're, you know, experienced. You, like me with dancing, if I have to improvise, you know, I'll improvise. And it comes easy because it's something that you've done so many years. So, yeah. Same thing would, I guess the same thing would be with music. So what are you doing now? Are you performing? I've noticed on Facebook that you've been going to different places to perform with your band.
Yeah, I've done a lot of solo gigs, what I call private intimate performances, where it's just me. It's my piano and a sheet of music. I love those. Don't get me wrong, I love performing with my band, because the connection between all five or six of us, depending on how many people we have at the set, it's fun because we're able to communicate collectively as one body when we're doing those sets. But I like the solos, because with a solo gig, you can stop. And the last one that I did at a wine and cheese place here recently here in North Carolina, it was perfect because it was quaint. It was, people were in your face, and not literally, because we're still doing the quarantine type thing, but it's, people were right there. But it was a good experience for you to be able to give songs without a rhythm, so you can kind of just play and manipulate the timing of the song. So I enjoy those moments.
It's nice to connect. Yeah, to connect.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, same thing. I talk about my dancing because I did it for many years. I still do it. I'm taking a break because of the COVID came around, pandemic, and that kind of like, you know, contact is a very contact sport, dance sport. But performing in front of audiences is so much fun, you know, once you know what you're doing, of course, rehearsals and all that, and performing with them, and you know, they clap for you, they make you feel welcome, and it is it's the joy of sharing your talent. You know, it's a lot of fun.
Oh yeah.
So another thing, your social media. What is your social media?
My Twitter is Lee Knox Music. My Instagram is Lee Knox Music. And I'm on Facebook as well, under my name, Lee Knox. What else do I have? I'm on TikTok of Lee Knox Music. I do a lot of TikToks as well. And those are the three primary ways. My website is LeeKnox.net. And I try to keep that up to date. I just had a new album released a couple weeks ago on all digital streaming platforms. It's called All In. And I really enjoyed putting this one together because I tried to come out of my box a lot in a lot of different ways. So.
Okay, so we have that. I hope everybody got that. I wanted to play a song by Nathan Hutchins. His name is NJ. And he's with Joe Gallagher, Atlas Star Records. Joe is the CEO of Atlas Star. And he has sent a clip of unreleased songs. He's on SoundCloud right now. Bobby, could you play that?
All right, coming right up.
Okay, yeah. He's played at the historic Abbey Studio in London, UK.
The sound of the wind and birds race. All things in nature heard.
See you blue, yes I do. I need you, it's so true. Oh baby,
go, 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 go. And leave me here to ride, 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 ride. The way to heaven, that, that, we go. And that's the way we roll, yeah baby. Oh, I know what I wanna be. You make me wanna be the best version of me. Oh, you really want this? Do you really need this? Oh, I really want this. Do I really need this? Oh, you really want this? Do you really need this? Oh, I really need this. Do I really?
Okay, and that's it? His unreleased songs. He wanted me to play them. He's from London. He has he's very talented. He's recorded in the Beatles. He's still recording there. You can look it up. They have a website. You can mix music on there as well online, or go to their studio, you know, if you're in London and live in London. But the Beatles, the famous Beatles, I'm sure everybody's heard of the Beatles. You've heard of the Beatles?
Oh, yeah.
In the 60s. They recorded there. So it's very historical, but he's not the only one. There are many other artists that have recorded in this famous Abbey Road studio. So we wanted to play that for Nathan because he sent it over to me. And then we have another song by Lee. We have a few minutes left. And it's the Nonstop Flight. And of course, Suzanne's not here to tell us about it, but Nonstop Flight is one of the award-winning songs by Randall. And they want me to play his music. And of course, I will continue to play his songs. He records, I mean, he does it all. He's, you know, very, very talented. He's an actor, producer, director. He writes music. He's a musician. Wow, this guy is really talented. So I wanted to also bring up that they are asking for investors for his movies, his films, and his music and all that. If anybody is interested in investing, you know, please get with us. My number is 209-685-8585. And we can get a hold of Suzanne and as well. So, but they're asking for investors, $25 million for his works, for his, you know, his films and everything he's done. And I already told Dawn about it too. See if, you know, we can all help out and make his dream come true. He's, as I said, he's dying, and it's painful, you know, to know that. But we can continue, you know, doing things for Suzanne and Randall. So I wanted to play his song, Nonstop Flight. Can we play that, Bobby?
We sure can.
Okay.
Chatching down the runway, hand in hand, as we take off, we got our whole flight plan. It's a non-stop flight, I'm loving you. As we take off on the go, we don't need any traffic control. It's a non-stop flight, but I'm loving you. As we begin to gain altitude, just like North, their love is true. It's a non-stop flight, when I'm loving you. Well, around the world, many things I've seen. When loving you, I've earned my way. It's a non-stop flight, when I'm loving you.
Oh yeah, I can see you just scoop boogieing all night on that one.
Country Western Club. Anyway, so I wanted to. Are there any words that you wanted to say before I'm going to end the song with one of my songs, Rain? I still have to record the dance. I love it. I love dance, and I'm going to finish. I'm going to record that one and play it on the air as well. Tonight, I'm just going to do a little bit of my Rain. Is there anything you want to say, Lee, on the air? You.
Now, the only thing I wanted to do is just encourage every listener. If you have a dream, go after it. We only live once, and people we take sometimes living for granted until we hear situations that what happened with Randall. Like we don't realize how life is here one day and might be gone the next. So the time that we have in front of us today, go after your dream of reckless abandonment.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. Yeah. So let's go for the rain.
Let's go.
Down on my face, the sound of the wind.
At Amazon, we prepay college tuition, making debt.
Hold on a second. We get it all ready to.
I think I sent him the right. The download.
It did. It just. You know how computers are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's see.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on